Can you just talk a little bit about how bevacizumab works in terms of where in the cells it has effects?
Basically, it's an interesting drug. It's an antibody that inhibits vascular endothelial growth factor, which is one of the strongest anti-angiogenic substances known, and probably has a normal role because in hypoxic areas, to cause blood vessel formation is a method of keeping that organism alive. But tumors pervert it, and many tumors use this to increase blood vessel supply to allow the tumor to grow. Originally, it was felt just to have a direct effect on the vessels. There more recently have been two other mechanisms that have been described. One is that what it does is there's a balance between angiogenic and anti-angiogenic substances in these tumor areas, and that what it does is restore that balance back toward more normal, and the tumor vessels become less leaky. And when they become less leaky, the interstitial pressure in the tumor drops. And when the pressure drops, small molecules such as drugs can get into the tumor. So the actual mechanism of action may not be what they originally postulated, but it may be allowing better drug delivery. Another mechanism of action that has been recently described is that some tumors have VEGF receptors on their surface, and that when these receptors are activated, they are more resistant to dying. So it's an anti-apoptotic effect. So it may have an additional effect. And many times we use drugs that work through many different mechanisms. As far as trastuzumab, that's an interesting drug also because it binds to the surface of HER2-NU on the cell membrane and perturbs the signal that the epidermal growth factor superfamily, which was HER2-NU, is one of them, into the cell, which this signal causing angiogenesis, causing anti-apoptosis, and causing proliferation. There is some early evidence that you might need a functioning anti-oncogene called P10, and again, it's early evidence, for that function to work. And it also allows potentially, because it's an antibody, that there may be an immunologic component in the intact person. So there are numerous mechanisms. Where I think it's going to be particularly interesting is how can we make this drug better? We know that for HER2-positive patients who have metastatic disease, approximately 20% of them who are FISH positive respond to it. And we would expect it would be higher. So the pharmacologic approach over the next several years will also be to try to enhance inhibition of these pathways with trastuzumab to see if we can enhance the effect. The final drug that you mentioned is lapatinib, which is a small molecule which inhibits the inner aspect of HER2-NU. HER2-NU is a protein which is called transmembrane. It crosses the membrane with a little bit of it on the outside of the cell, a little bit of it on the inside of the cell. And the inner portion is inhibited by this small molecule in a thing called the ATP binding site. And therefore, it's a different mechanism for inhibiting HER2-NU. It raises the possibility that one might therefore want to continue to look at therapies that use different mechanisms to inhibit this pathway, use a small molecule, and use the antibody.